Okay, should we do this?
Yeah.
All right.
Big Labia Energy, the podcast with Julie, Pasha, and Maggie.
Pasha's not even getting into it. I love it.
Labia. Pasha's half asleep.
The podcast.
Hi, everybody. This is Big Labia Energy, the podcast. This is episode 111. I am Maggie Ferris, and that is Julie Bain and Pasha Dunbar. How are you, Pasha?
This is the episode where Pasha kills Julie.
I can't wait.
We go down from 3 to 2.
I can't wait.
It's throuple the couple.
The opposite, though.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't catch it, but yeah.
I'm okay. I have my tummy hurts, but I'm being brave about it.
Oh, you're so brave. Did you eat something bad or something?
I don't know. I think I just ate a lot of things last night.
Let me guess. Were they chocolatey?
Yeah, a lot of them were.
Okay. So a little birdie told me that you woke up with chocolate in your mouth.
In your mouth?
Like I may have fallen asleep eating chocolate last night and woke up with it melted in my mouth.
I'm convinced you can't choke like that.
I would think your body would warm the chocolate enough that a hole would pop through. Like, it's not going to harden in your throat because your body's so warm.
I only say that because as a kid, I was a counselor, and all of my campers, I would tell them not to eat snacks before bed, and they would all wake up with snacks in their mouth. I'm like, holy shit, you're gonna die.
Oh my God.
Not one of them did ever die. So I'm like, maybe it's not a thing. Maybe it can't happen.
That's like a science experiment.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
There. Yeah.
Not on my watch.
Right. Proof is you can put
Jesus
whatever you want.
Jesus has it covered in my cabin.
So it was God.
Yep.
Doing.
In my cabin, at least.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Maybe in other cabins they died.
Do you know what? I think if everyone survives, you're fine.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
What
do you mean it's a big if?
If everyone survives.
Yeah, so we'll see if you survive.
Why wouldn't they? No, I'm scared.
Are you going to murder them? I'm half asleep. I don't know what's going on right now.
Is it because of the time change?
I don't know. I slept until like 1, but I also didn't fall asleep until like 6:30 this morning.
Why so late?
I couldn't sleep.
Did you get some medication?
She could, but then she'd have to call a doctor or something.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work.
Oh, I got some good medication. I'm sleeping very well right now.
What are you on?
Trazodone, the same thing I give my dog on road trips. So now
Does that work?
Yeah.
For the dog and you?
It doesn't work for the dog. It does work for me now.
It really doesn't work for the dog?
Nope. She fights it.
No way.
Yeah.
Funny.
And she's a trooper.
Really? She's a good girl. They're
My
good
voice
Jeep
is
dogs.
Really hoarse right now.
Oh, this is going to be a great episode.
Yeah. We'll talk about it later, why it's hoarse.
Oh, later?
Oh, whenever we get into that.
Can we talk about it now?
Yeah,
why is your voice hoarse?
Wait, can you mute it so I can cough for a second?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the microphones didn't pick up on that at all.
No, I didn't hear it.
Oh, did it?
Not yours, but ours.
Oh, sorry.
You cough with the force of four winds.
I'm sorry. Yesterday in Eden Prairie was the Eden Prairie Polar Plunge to benefit Special Olympics nice. Minnesota.
Nice.
And I had the honor of being Snowflake the polar bear.
Aww.
The mascot. I know, because there was ice out, so there was no plunge, like jump in plunge.
Yeah.
So they had to do a run in, run out. So I
do you go full body though, like underwater and then run
a lot
out?
Of people did. I mean, not a lot, but some people did.
Okay.
So I was the mascot, so I dressed up as a mascot, and then a bunch of people came over and wanted their picture taken with me, which was really fun.
Yeah.
And lots of hugs, which was amazing. Yeah. I can see why I want to be a mascot at Disney.
Here's where my mystery is laying, and I can't wait. I'm anticipating this story so much, is mascots don't talk.
Nope. I asked that on Friday when I went to try on the uniform. Uh-huh. I said, is it Disney rules? And Disney the guy rules. From Special Olympics said, no, I could go ahead and talk.
But and that's why you're hoarse.
Yes.
Because the mascot yelled at people.
Yes. So then yesterday, they put me in a rowboat.
What?
They put me in a rowboat, and I was out in the water, tethered. And then I was babysat by 4 firemen.
Yeah. No way.
I felt like it was an Eric Allen, that Eric Allen joke where he's like, put some lipstick on, Mom. There's a fire truck full of daddies downstairs. I was babysat by four firemen who like held on because it got a little
held
windy.
On to what?
You? Held on to the boat. Yeah, the boat, because it was rocking and stuff. And then they were also out there to make sure like no one went under.
So were they in the water?
Yep. So they're wearing like wetsuits. Oh, got it. Like dive team firefighters.
Sure.
And so they were watching me and then also make sure like nobody went under and like catching all the like crocs and stuff that got lost.
Oh, funny.
Yeah. And so the MC would say, all right, go out and high five Snowflake and then come back in. So they'd come out to the boat and they'd all high five me. But there are people like jumping up and hugging me and stuff like that.
Were you
so
wet?
I got a little bit wet.
Okay.
Mostly like my hands and stuff, but it was so much fun. So I was screaming for them. So when the MC would say like what team or like what company they represented or whatever, then I would try and cheer them on for that team or that company to try and give them, or like even there were like some solo people, so I'd be like, you're so brave, or you're a warrior, or whatever. Aww. Because like who comes and does that just by themselves?
Brave warriors.
Yeah, exactly, for Special Olympics.
Yeah.
So I was like trying to be like loud and proud and like give them support. So
that sounds like fun.
It was amazing.
Do you remember when I did the polar plunge with you?
Yeah, that was awesome. You were so brave.
Thank you.
You were like the bravest.
I was so
remember
brave,
how much
I didn't
money,
even go.
Remember? Yeah, I remember you beat me and raising money too.
Did I?
And then you took me out for dinner because
I did.
You didn't even jump in. You did none of those things. Remember, you shit talked me that you were going to raise more money, and you didn't. And then you're going to take me out for dinner, and you didn't.
Okay.
All of these things.
I have some amends to make, I guess, Julie.
Yeah, you have lots of amends.
I'm
we
really
should
sorry.
Just do an episode on Maggie's amends.
Okay. I don't know that I could
I
remember
love
them
how
all.
Often you fuck with Maggie. Thanks. Convincing her that she drank pickle juice.
I was like, what? What? And you just sold it so hard. I was like, this son of a bitch.
When have I been drinking pickle juice?
Freaking hate pickles.
I'm Maggie. I like pickle juice.
Here's what we need to do. If we have an amends show, we have to come with people who have grudges and then say what I did because I can't remember half the things. Like, I don't remember
ditching
out. So
we're just
going to
let people walk through that door and be like, next up to the show.
Just beat me. But I don't remember. I thought I raised money. I thought I raised a pile of money, maybe not as much as you.
No, I don't think you raised any money. I feel
like I raised money.
Because
I just
then you got a show
jump.
And then you were just like, whatever.
I feel like I raised money. How do we look those stats up?
We can, I don't know if we can go back, maybe.
I don't know. If it's still on there.
Yeah.
All right. You're good.
Okay.
I think I jumped with Diane Sieber that year and then a couple other friends.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I have to tag Diane Sieber.
Yeah. So anyways, that's what I did. And it was really fun. It was an honor to do
it. I bet that would be really fun.
It was fun. I would love, being a mascot is amazing. Like,
do you know, when I was in college, I was the battling bear. The Rocky Mountain battling
no
bear.
No way. Are
yeah, and my claim to fame, I was really good at it, is yeah. I would, on the basketball court, when it was like quarter or half or whatever, I would go and do a center court shot backwards and make it.
Shut
every
up.
Every time. Yeah.
That's so fun. You never told us this.
Yeah, and then I would like throw candy to the kids, and they had this like, I guess it was like a walkway around the basketball court, kind of above where all the bleachers were. And I used to take like office chairs and run kids around, do a lap.
Gosh.
And they just, you know, they'd go crazy. They loved it. And then catch the field goals at the football game and stuff. And this is the thing is I was like, don't we have a mascot? Isn't there a mascot? And somebody was like, there used to be. And I'm like, well, who would I talk to? And they put me in touch with somebody, and there was this mascot costume just sitting in a box getting dusty in a closet. And I said, so I can just do it? They're like, yeah, go for it.
That's amazing.
So all you have to do is find a mascot vacancy.
Yeah. Have you seen, used to be a reality show on about the mascot. Did you see that show?
No.
Oh,
did you?
Yeah, it was really good.
Okay.
Yeah.
What made it interesting?
Just the fact that, like, who goes out to be mascots and stuff like that. Just, like, the, like, personalities of these people and how serious they take it and stuff. I'll have to look it up and see what because it was like years ago. But
I mean, is it someone who's like silly or athletic or all of those?
A lot of them have to be athletic because I remember there was like the guy from the Milwaukee Bucks and stuff like that. Yeah. So, you know, you're doing like, you're running and you're like doing the stunts on the trampolines sure. and stuff like that. So sure. you have to be pretty athletic. And some of them get kind of significant injuries and really? Stuff like that from stuff they do.
Oh my
yeah.
God.
Yeah, but it can get kind of competitive and stuff like that. Like
I would
against
imagine
other mascots,
today.
Like you want to have like the best stunts and the best.
I mean, like Nordy drives his own little van and yeah. he has entourage and he goes to all sorts of events and yeah. does all sorts of public relations stuff.
Yeah.
And I would think it's a more than a full time job.
I can see where people would love it because it's like making people smile and happy. And yeah. I mean, and at the Special Olympics, it's like, what a great cause. And the athletes yes. are so amazing. And they're yes. all like, can I get a picture with you? I'm like, of course you can get your
right.
picture with me. Like,
what if you were like, no.
Yeah. Who
no.
would say no to that? You know
Nobody.
What I mean? Like, so, yeah.
So were there a lot of athletes there?
Yeah, I think there was close to 700 people that were signed up
Holy.
In general. So, but yeah, there were whole teams of like.
Do they plunge or they just are watching, hanging out?
Oh, no, they plunge.
Oh,
yeah.
really?
Yep.
Oh,
there's
nice.
Whole teams of like plungers, and then a lot of times their families will plunge with them
oh,
and
fun.
Stuff like that. Yeah.
What a
but
great
there were
event.
Some real little kids that plunge, like 8, 9 years old, too.
What do you think's too young to plunge?
I think
babies?
That's too. Yes.
No, just
I mean,
throw
unless
them
you're baptizing him in 40 degree.
That's what the Catholics do. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
But it's cold.
But there were some that were so like 8, 9 years old that the yeah. water was getting so high that the parents had to like pick them up and put them on their shoulders and
oh,
stuff
boy.
Like that. But they were still determined to come out and like high five and stuff.
Wow.
So mom and dad would like pick them up, and there were like some that whole families like they all dressed in like plaid.
Okay.
Like we're all had
How
matching
fun.
Outfits or like they're. Teams that were like they were all pirates or all cowboys or
how far would you say you were from shore, like your little boat where they had to high five you?
It was a ways. I mean, it was up to like
a mile.
It would have yeah, it was like Alcatraz Lake, okay? Because they didn't want anyone coming back. It was like they were all prisoners.
They were building boats out of galoshes.
Yes.
Nice.
You know, I'm not going to lie. The whole time you were telling that story about you being a mascot,
yeah.
I thought you were just fucking with Julie. I thought it was
no.
going to end with, no, I made it all up.
No, that one's a true story. I have a picture somewhere of me as the battling bear. Batlin.
I love it so much.
That
I
was really
I
fun.
I never would have thought she would have fucked about that because that seems like so up your
head. Yeah.
There's no way I would have thought that was a joke. That's so funny that you thought it was because I'm like.
I can't fuck with Julie as good as Julie fucks with me, okay? Like, she just knows how to deadpan, stare me in the face and go, yes, you did, you know, and whatever. And if I do that, I will crack a smile or giggle a little. I can't sell it as well. I just can't.
It's because I'm a psychopath and you're
not. Is that what it is?
Yes.
I heard psychopaths can help sociopaths.
I'm both.
You're both?
Yeah.
Oh, help yourself.
I play both sides.
I like it. Devil's well. Advocate.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, wow.
So
that was fun.
Yeah.
I like it, though. And that was yesterday?
That was yesterday, yes.
Fun. Good times. So then did you go home and just crash, or do you go out and celebrate, or what?
No,
did you
I went
do?
Home and crashed, and then my husband, who runs it, he came home a couple hours later and crashed.
Okay.
And we just, yeah.
Is that why you've never asked me to do it since, is because I failed you so miserably?
Yes. No, I just, because I don't do, like, I don't jump in or anything. He jumped in with his
sure.
coworkers and stuff like that.
I would jump in. You know I've done the polar plunge 2-3 times.
Well, I don't jump. I did a jump in once.
Yeah.
And then that's when you didn't do it. And I literally froze. Like, I could not move. Like, my team had to, like,
no.
I was so paranoid. I was like,
was
ah.
it like in a cartoon? Did you
yes.
freeze into a cube?
A block.
Yes. And I could not move. And my team's like, you got to move. And then.
But then they can just float her to the shore.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they should have done. And then, like, lift.
How come? Were you just stunned by the coldness of it?
Yes.
Is that
I
what
was
happened?
Just like, and then I did one in, one out with my roommate. And we were the first ones to run in and run out because he organizes the Eden Prairie one. And I fell.
No.
And he kept going.
Like those people who are parasailing from the beach and the thing just pulls them down.
I just conked. And he's still running. And this makes like the front
Did
page of the
Did he know that you conked?
Well, yeah. I don't know, but the like the chief of Edina had to like pick me up and rescue me.
Oh my God, Julie.
And he, yeah. So yeah. So but we made the front page of the local paper.
Were you on the ground at the time?
No, I think it was being like hoisted back up like a real dummy.
That's hilarious. You should always wear a safety harness at these events, no matter what, just for easy rescue.
And a fall risk bracelet. Yes.
Do you know my mom? I don't know. I think it was a couple of winters ago. She fell and broke her leg on the steps were icy and couldn't, it was so glare ice. You couldn't see it. So she falls down and she's wearing her Apple Watch and her Apple Watch goes, "Did you fall? Do you need assistance? It looks like you may have fallen." And she goes, "No." And then, of course, she had no help at all. And she ended up having to, like, scoot back in the house, scoot over to my sister's house and yell and scream and say, "Call 911. And, of course, my sister had COVID, so she couldn't get that close. But, yeah, so if your Apple Watch ever says, "Did you fall?" and you did fall, don't lie.
Why did she lie?
She was embarrassed.
She didn't want to say,
"Yeah, I fell."
She should have been like, "Get the fire truck full of daddies over here right now."
You think too? She could just if she said no, a minute later she could go, "Hey Siri, call 911."
Yeah.
"Oh shit, my phone is really calling." Okay, that was crisis averted. I mean, you'd think, you know,
yeah,
you could still use the Apple Watch.
Exactly.
But who knows? Who knows?
That's crazy.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So what else you got going on?
I'm doing a show this weekend, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where?
A VFW somewhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. With you.
Oh.
I was waiting for you to tell me more. But
oh, is this the dog one?
No, this is the Kassan one.
Oh, sure. Okay. Kassan.
Kassan.
Yeah. The American Legion or something?
Yeah.
That was a fun show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did the show once and somehow they contacted me to do the show. So it was like the first comedy show that they had in a long, long time or ever or something. And so I go down there and I walk in and I was like, "Oh, I am going to get hate crimed." But, you know, it ended up really being a lot of fun. So.
Yeah, it's the night before St. Patrick's Day too, so it should be
a blast. Is it?
Yeah.
We should wear green. You know what? Do you want to see my calendar? Do you want to see do it?
You said you had shows every night. I know.
I did this last week. Shows every night. But this is my calendar. This is how I keep track. And then I zoom in on dates. I have an old-fashioned paper calendar that I take a picture of. It's a year long. And then I zoom in to see what dates are what. And then when I update it on the paper, it's right there behind you, I take another picture.
This is Maggie flexing right now, you guys.
No, it's the worst, most archaic antique system.
This is my grandmother girlfriend.
Yes, for real. Granny.
But you should
calendar.
Be happy that you're that booked.
Oh, I'm totally happy that I'm that booked. Yeah. Okay, we're going to Kassan together.
We're going to Kassan.
Is it Friday?
Saturday.
It's Saturday?
The night before St. Patrick's Day.
Okay.
We're going to whoop it up.
It'll be a fun show.
Yeah.
You want to do half hour?
How much do you want me to do?
25?
Yeah.
Half hour?
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll be awesome.
Good. We'll have a good time. And then are we doing the dog one the weekend after that?
Yeah, but you haven't told me where it's at or anything. You just asked me to do it, and then that was like the end of it.
Well, it's in, I think it's Bunker Hills or something. I'll have to look it up.
Okay.
But it's up there by Bunker Hills.
By where the dog place is.
I don't even know where the dog place
is. And we get to take home a free dog, right?
Yep, everyone gets a free puppy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Where is Kassan?
It's up to you what you do. Kassan's south,
by
I want to say like an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. We went there. No, we didn't. Sorry. We didn't. How you doing? Just checking in with you, Posh. Are your guts are they better or worse? On a scale of 1 to 10, how do your guts feel?
It just hurts. I don't know.
It's painful guts?
Yeah.
Do you want some medicine?
I already took some.
What did you take?
Tums.
Do you want to lay down?
Tums to Tums, Tums. Does that make it feel better if we go Tums to Tums, Tums?
I think if we tickle her, she'd come around.
Oh,
the thought just makes my tummy hurt. But
we all have icky tum-tums.
Yeah.
I love it. That's because we're connected by our labias.
Yeah, bye.
Not really.
Can I say some sad news?
Okay.
Two pen pals that I set up, I don't think they're going to work out. And I think my first attempt at
matchmaking,
pen pal matchmaking, is a fail. I'm super sad.
I'm sorry.
I know.
Will the one just not contact the other, or did they have a bad experience?
No, they contacted.
Okay.
So the girl had...
You're listening to Julie's Pen Pal Saga.
So I reached out to this woman on Reddit because she thought people couldn't contact her. I don't know why she... Anyways. And I was like, nope, everything's fine. I can contact you. And then we became friends. And then she wanted to... She was talking about how she had a pen pal, and then he just ghosted her, and then she really liked him. Like, things are going great, and she doesn't know why he ghosted her. And so then I was like, well, if you're ready for someone else, I have this really great pen pal that you might be a good fit for.
Yeah.
And then I asked him if he was ready for someone, and he's like, yeah, I'll give it a try. And so I put him in contact, and then he said things are going well. And then... This morning, she wrote me a letter, and she said, I think it's time for me to just give up on guys for a while.
Oh, boy.
I know. And so she was writing him a goodbye. No.
A dear John.
Yes. And so I'm waiting to see
if his name John?
No.
Okay.
And I don't think he gave her his real name either because she gave me his fake name. I was like, but she's like, we can still be in contact.
You and her?
Yeah. I really like her.
So, well, here's the deal. Matching is a numbers game. Keep trying. You're bound to succeed.
I will keep trying, but I really thought this was going to be good, and I thought if I had one right away, then I'd already beat the millionaire matchmaker, because I don't think she has any successful ones.
None?
Well, I don't think
she's got to.
She should have, but...
You know what she is successful at? Padding her bank account.
Yeah.
She's doing a great job, because it costs a lot of money to be with her.
True, but they're millionaires. They can pay.
Yeah.
I was doing it out of the goodness of my heart.
So maybe she doesn't give a crap if it works or not.
Yeah, that's true.
I would bet she'd want to be successful, though.
Like, I'm just sad because they seem like very lovely. I've never met either one of them in person. Telling all my what we write about.
On Reddit.
They could both be psychopaths.
Sure.
Murderers, serial killers. Maybe they're going after the same.
It's hard for a psychopath to recognize another psychopath.
That's true. What if?
Yeah. That's you.
Oh.
Because remember earlier you said you were a
psycho.
That's
a good callback. Hashtag callback.
Hashtag callback.
So I'm super sad. I really wanted it.
Oh, that's kind of a bummer.
Yeah, I'm going to keep trying them.
I hope you will. Yeah. Keep us updated if you can get them or not.
Yeah.
What have you been watching?
I don't think I've been watching.
Hey, no, I saw a picture of you at Price is Right Live. Did you do that?
Oh, yeah, I did Price is Right Live this week.
Okay. How was it? Where is it?
My new bestie, Jenny.
Did you meet her on Pen Pals?
No, we've actually known each other since grade school, kindergarten, first grade. And then she went away to private school, and then she came back in high school. So she is, she gets tickets, free tickets at the casino, Mystic Lake.
Okay.
So last year we went to the...
How'd she get free tickets?
Because she's like she plays games.
She's like a whale?
She's like a gay.
Like a high roller?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's one of those, and I'm not. I don't like losing money. Last year we went to Contessa Luann. Have you seen her from Real Housewives in New York?
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen her? Did you see her?
I know who that is, yeah.
So she has a album out. She's horrible.
Like singing album? Or?
Yes, horrible. Okay. She's horrible. Like the worst.
Like terrible
singer. So we went
to
just watch it. Because we knew it was going to be a shit show. It was so horrible. And it was so hilarious. We were like the only two there that thought it was the biggest joke ever.
Really?
There were people there just singing this woman's praise. Oh, my God. It was just...
Really?
Yes. It was amazing.
Why are people so stupid?
I don't know. It was amazing. And you could tell the people that got free tickets.
Yeah.
Because there was a bunch of old people that just got up and were going out with their walkers.
No.
Like, I'm not watching this bullshit.
Yeah. No way. Yeah, they left?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right
How
away.
How many did just she clear?
A lot. There was by like the tens. They're just like, nope. You'll see you later.
No way.
Yeah. So we went to Price is Right Live, and it's a lot. It's... The Price is Right games, they play it differently in that. So they call four people down, they play a game, and then they send them away because they want to get as many people able to win prizes as they can.
Okay.
So call four people down, they all bid, and then they all get like a T-shirt or whatever. And then when they send them back to their seats, then they also award someone in the crowd a prize package.
Okay.
The winner of those four goes up and plays a game.
Okay.
And then they call four more down, and they do it like that. And then even when they do the prize wheel, they call four different people down.
Oh, really?
Yep. So
is it the same big spinny wheel?
Yep. Wow. And then the lady behind us, right behind me, she got called down to play Plinko.
No.
Plinko, yep.
Oh,
Plinko. And she was from New York.
Okay.
Her and her husband were here. And we were up in the second row. We were, she was here to see her
daughter.
You
always get the worst seats.
Yeah. Well, when you're free and stuff like that.
Second row?
No, up in the second level.
Balcony?
Second, yeah, like down the main section, okay. But like up a little bit.
Good clarification.
But it was funny because her husband was like yelling at her. He's like, Tanisha, Tanisha. And I was like, Tanisha doesn't hear you. But then Tanisha was trained to that voice because she looked back and like listened to it.
No way.
But then she went out on her own and did her own bit.
So if she would have listened to him, she would have won?
No, if she would have listened to him, she wouldn't have got on stage.
Okay.
Because he said 550 and she bid 650. And then she got up there and played Plinko.
Nice.
And she was crying. She was so adorable.
How cute is that?
Yeah, they were here from New York. I think she said her daughter works at NPR.
Oh, cool.
It's like a producer or something there. So she went up and there was this adorable little.
Did you get called?
No. I didn't get called, but I really just wanted to win like a prize package because then you don't have all that pressure of like going up there and
sure
guessing. And
do you get like swag and stuff?
Yeah, you get like a whole bag full of like
oh cool
T-shirt Visor, like all the like Price is Right Live stuff.
That's cool.
It was really funny. You get the name tag that looks just like
the Price is Right.
And
it's like a tag.
Yeah, and they like teach you how to run.
Was Rod Roddy there?
No, it was Bob Gone from like Entertainment Tonight.
Isn't Rod Roddy dead?
I think so.
Yeah,
I loved Rod Roddy.
And the announcer, I think.
Julie Bain, come on down! You're the nice contestant. Okay.
Leilani or someone from the Vikings.
Huh.
I feel like Ron Lamprecht brought him to the joke joint one time.
Really?
Am I making this up? I feel like we have to clarify this with okay. Ron one time.
Message Ron and see.
Hilarious. We'll just tag him in all this and see if he responds.
Okay, that sounds good.
I think his name was Leilani, and I think he was a Minnesota Viking, and I may be on drugs right now, and I've never taken drugs in my life.
Was he? Maybe he was at the, you know how they do that contest at House of Comedy?
He might have been.
One of those guest judges?
Maybe that's what I'm thinking.
Because they used to get quite a few, like, Timberwolves and...
Yeah, randos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. It could be. Could not be. Okay. Who knows?
I feel like I keep wanting to call him Rod. Rod was the guy in the wheelchair. Ron, I know Ron well because we did comedy together. I don't know why. You know who Rod is, right? Rod was the guy in the wheelchair at Joke Joint?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't come around much anymore, does he?
No, that's the only place I saw him.
Yeah.
And then once I did a show with him out in Burnsville.
It's because that was the only place with a good ramp. Seriously, nobody builds a good ramp anymore.
Well, House of Comedy has a ramp.
Yeah, but it's not a good ramp.
Oh, it's not.
I'd be scared to go up there.
I don't know what's a good ramp and what's a bad ramp.
Speaking of wheelchairs, this one, Pasha sent me a TikTok of Madonna on stage and she's going crazy. And she's like, everybody get up and dance in her English Australian accent she has now, right? And she's like, get up. Why are you not getting up? Why aren't you getting? I'm walking over there. And she walks over there and she's like, oh, okay.
You're in a wheelchair.
Yeah. That's they were in a wheelchair. Awesome. I know.
Way to go, dum dum.
Right? Right? Everybody get
and
up.
And she
has
the same face. I think she says something like, I'm so glad you're here.
Right. I'm sure that worked.
How condescending.
I know, right?
Yeah.
God.
Like, everyone should stand and
bow to me.
Dance my praises.
Madonna. I don't understand why she has the accent.
They should have ran over her feet right then and there.
I don't understand how she can still sell tickets, to be honest.
No.
I guess maybe it's a hell of a show. Don't tag Jason Schomer in any of these because he loves Madonna and he'd go mad at us.
Let him come at us.
Fine, Jason, come at us.
Yeah.
I don't want to see Madonna. I think she's insane, and I think that was mean what she did, and I think her face is fucked.
Come at us, bro.
Yep,
come
right
at
us. There, I said what I was feeling.
We dare you.
I meant.
We dare you.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on.
I feel bad a little.
I don't. Why?
Because he really likes her. I don't want to disparage somebody from liking somebody.
He can like whoever he wants, but he don't have to like her.
Okay. I don't.
We can have our own opinions. That's what this is about. Okay. We're not disparaging him. We're not saying he can't like her. We're just saying we don't like her.
Okay.
It's nothing against Jason.
No, it isn't. I love Jason. Yeah. I adore Jason.
Exactly. We love Jason. We're just
if you weren't around, I'd bring Jason on the road. I'm just kidding.
No, you wouldn't.
No, he's a triple threat.
What are his three?
Comedy, stage, and story.
Yahtzee. He's a hell of a Yahtzee player.
He'll do like a show that's not necessarily comedy, but it's like a play, you know? I don't know, what do you call that? A one-man show?
Okay.
Yeah, he's good at that.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Do you know him well?
Not really.
No?
I gotta do a one-person show on my pen pals.
You really should.
I have a new... Oh, we gotta talk off air.
Have an idea for you, too.
I have an idea for season two of Take It Yourself.
Oh, I want to do it again.
Okay, but wait till you hear my idea.
Oh, I probably won't want to do it again.
Why?
No, I'm just kidding. Because it's your idea. I'm just kidding. That's a joke.
Okay.
Watch the equipment, Julie. This is...
This is high quality.
This is big dollar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just going to write it and then see if you like it.
Okay. Okay. I like it. Okay. I got to tell you off stage, but I'm excited to talk to you about it. Okay. I just want to check in with Pasha again.
Yeah.
How are you feeling, Posh?
All right.
Scale of 1 to 10.
7.
That's not bad.
I was going to guess 2.
Yeah, I thought 3, 2.
I thought 7 was worse.
You look like a 2.
Oh, what, is 10 the bad one?
Yeah.
Oh, see, we had our scales flipped, so we all were
you right. Yeah, you would have been right then.
Yeah.
10's always the bad one.
Is it?
When they say, like, rate your pain on a scale of 1 to 10.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
All right. You're a 7?
Something like that.
Okay.
My tiredness is at a 7.
You have a lot of fatigue and exhaustion.
Yeah.
Yeah. We partied hard yesterday, girl.
We did. We had a busy weekend.
We ran up the hill and right back down. And then we got on another hill and ran up it and right back down. Our favorite restaurant where we'd go sing karaoke on Saturday nights is closing.
Really?
Yeah, so we went, and then it was packed, just packed. And so I'm like, well, you should just say you're closing more often because everyone will come out of the woodwork, you know? But yeah, they're closing. It's called A Poi. It's delicious.
Oh, yeah. You've told me about that place.
Yeah.
Oh, you sad? I'm so sorry.
I'm bummed.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I sang a song.
What'd you sing?
Build Me Up Buttercup. I always sing that song.
What'd you sing?
I did not sing.
You didn't?
Mm-mm.
No?
I don't really do karaoke. I just like going and supporting my friends.
You just ate a bunch of chocolate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we also went to a hot tub party right before we went out to karaoke.
Yeah. But you know what? You get there and there's like 10 kids in the hot tub. It's like, when are these kids
But then
get
the
out?
Kids left.
At like 9,
after
10.
They peed in it.
That's why they start the party at 6, so people can bring their kids for a little bit, and then the kids get out of there, and then the real fun begins.
You know what? They should have 2 hot tubs. All right. I mean, it was fine. It was fun. You didn't even get in the hot tub.
I know, because I turned into too much of a pussy about getting out.
I know. I was so cold.
Because it was outside, so you get out in the cold.
I was so cold, and then I was so cold I put my clothes on over my wet swimsuit.
Oh, you know? Gross.
And then I was freezing the rest of the night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I found that out on the way to A Poi. She said something about still wearing her swimsuit. I was like, are you psychotic? Why would you just... They have bath. We were in a whole house.
Yeah.
I know. Where you could have gone into any room and changed.
I just wanted to put pants and a shirt on right away to get warmth. I knew it would dry eventually, which it did. Do you want to touch it? Man. Come on. Are you really this disturbed over me wearing a swimsuit under my clothes?
Yes. That sounds like a horrible idea. It's, who likes to be soggy? That's why you change a kid's diaper, ding dong. That's not good for you.
Well, I did it.
Well, that's not normal.
You know what else I found out about her?
Oh, boy.
I was sitting there one day trying to get my socks on, and I was like adjusting them just right because otherwise, you know, they feel really
I hate that. That's the worst.
You know what she said to me? Well, first of all, she's giving me a hard time about it. And then she's like, I could wear my sock backwards, like upside down. It would not matter. Like the heel she could wear on top of her foot.
That
and
is
she
psychotic.
Wouldn't give a flying fuck.
That is psychotic.
And I didn't believe her at first. And then I've watched this person put socks on. She just grabs it, goes, like shoves her foot in, doesn't pay any attention to the direction of it.
I knew the second you started this story that it would be hard two against one on me.
That's so mental. Why would you do that?
Listen, I'm bringing in some other sock don't carers because I'm not the only one.
No. Yes,
I don't.
You are.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
That's not normal.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. There's no
is
one that's going to be
sideways right now.
No, the heels are in the heels.
They better be. Because I swear I'll come over there and I'll freaking pull those socks up so far.
This has made me question who I'm dating. I'll be quite honest.
You should. You.
I'm not going to break up with you over it. I'm just like, is she who I thought
you
she was?
You might need to get into therapy because of this, though. There should be a good therapist out there that talks her through sock therapy.
Sock therapy?
Yes. You, baby, I'm going to hold your hand while I say this. You're fucking psychotic.
Oh, you are fucking psychotic. I'm going to make
you guys, you can't come at me so hard.
Yes, we have to.
No, you don't.
I'm
going to
make some sock puppets next time to talk you through.
Fine.
Sock therapy.
Good. I'd like to see that show.
I'm going to.
I'm not
going
to listen to it, but I'd like to see
it. Oh, I will. They'll be in your face so fast.
They're going to be real tough.
Pasha's going to hold you down.
Okay. Fine.
And these socks are going to really spit the truth in your face. So
this coming from a woman who doesn't even wear socks when her feet are freezing.
Oh, I don't wear socks unless I'm wearing shoes.
Yeah.
The second I take off shoes, I have to take off my socks.
Her feet are freezing.
Yeah.
I'd rather have cold feet than socked feet.
What is socked feet?
Oh. Feet with socks on them.
Wow. I get it. All right.
Do you though?
Kind of.
This is getting very heated up in here.
I can't believe the beef we have going.
We have some strong opinions on socks.
I'll just let you guys win that one.
Let us win. What are you even talking
about,
goofball?
Really?
Yeah, really. People better write into us.
Comment.
Comment or write or email. I don't know.
Can they find us on Facebook?
They can find us on Facebook.
How do they find us on Facebook?
We're Big Labs Pod.
Big Labs Pod?
Yeah, and they can
people need to follow us because we're getting traction.
I thought it was BL Pods on Facebook.
BL Pods on Facebook.
Wait, don't you have like a profile and a page on Facebook?
Yeah, because I don't know how to set up Facebook. I can set up any other profile except Facebook.
That's hilarious.
They can also email us at...
Where?
Isn't it... BigLabsPod@gmail.com.
I don't know. Should I try to email us and see what happens?
Should be big.
I don't think we've ever gotten an email. Of course, we never checked it.
Of course, you never tell anyone.
Labs.
Pod.
Pod. At Gmail?
Yeah.
Okay. And then in the subject, I'm just going to write test. And then in the body, I'm just going to write, hey, girl. Send.
Like your socks.
Okay. Now... Where is it?
I don't think it'll come through on my phone.
Do you have the access to it, though? Or do I?
No, I should have access to it, but I don't think...
See, these are things that we should probably figure out.
Yeah.
If we want a successful podcast, you know?
Oh, wait. Here we go.
You got it?
No, I have it on my phone. Yeah,
hey,
I got it.
Hey, girl. Oh, so we can... BigLabsPod@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Like
so if people have feelings about socks, let us know.
Or they... not. They don't have to.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
I'm going to get some new ones of these.
No
made.
Sombrero, America's first no-hat Mexican restaurant. All of the flavor, none of the hats. No Sombrero.
Well, this has been an episode where we all got in fights and I got ganged up on. Stay tuned next time when I bring in a team of professionals to get you.
Good luck with that.
That's going to cost a lot of money. I don't really have the resources for that. So
maybe they'll do it pro bono if they really feel strongly about your case.
Okay.
But they probably won't.
Okay. Kamami, K-A-M-A-M underscore I. That is Pasha. She's on TikTok. Get her. Julie Bain. She is the Baniac on everything. Get her.
Come at me.
Yep. And I'm Maggie Ferris, Extreme Maggie on everything. Thank you so much for listening. We will see you next week. Oh, how about some music? Do you want that? I mean, I think the people crave this song.
They do.
Such a banger. Another banger. Oh, where's that noise?
Big Labia Energy. The podcast.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. I never found another banger.